gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Hello everyone, this is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to the show, Focus on the Facts. To start my show, I always want to mention the methods of genocide taking place in the U.S. in multiple ways. First and foremost is geoengineering. Millions of people are finally realizing the implications and devastating effects of geoengineering, climate engineering, and weather modification programs by our government. An enormous amount of information is available on these programs and how they work in conjunction with each other in boosting awareness. The multi-level assaults on our health by spraying toxic chemicals and metals such as aluminum on us makes us weak and powerless, and that's exactly one of its goals. Epidemics of all kinds of diseases and health problems are exploding, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, while this information is ignored or falsified on the corporate government-run mainstream media. But factual information on the reality of this health crisis is available on the Internet for anyone doing proper research. Those who are awake don't have to look further than their immediate vicinity to realize there is something seriously wrong on the matter of health. The next form of genocide in the U.S. is by the forced vaccinations of children and people in the military with vaccines that include mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, and tissue from aborted babies that are causing all kinds of lifelong injuries of brain damage and body organs to people, including autism in children and Alzheimer's and dementia in the elderly from flu vaccines. Another method of genocide is the prescribing of mind and body damaging drugs to people of all ages and the medical care the U.S. is providing that causes diseases but do not cure any. And finally, we have the genocide by the toxins and poisonous foods sold in grocery stores to families all over the U.S. and the poison of drinking water for people all over the U.S. The radio show today is on Planned Parenthood. And starting out, I want people to know that until 6 months ago, I was a supporter of Planned Parenthood and believed it was about a woman's right to choose. But I've been doing research on the agency for months and now realize Planned Parenthood is an evil agency set up to reduce populations, make a profit off of selling body parts, and supplying babies to the Satanists and the Illuminati for Satanistic rituals. I provided videos on my Facebook page to verify all the information that my guest Amy James and I will be discussing on the show. Some of the videos are of past Planned Parenthood workers who expose the truth about what is really going on at that agency, including constant attempts to pull babies to tag out and specific body parts out of the woman to sell them. The founding of Planned Parenthood was by the Bush clan, the bankers, the CEOs of corporations, including defense companies, and Bill Gates Sr. was on the Planned Parenthood board. Eugenics is behind Planned Parenthood. Again, there are documents and videos on my Facebook page documenting all this. Interestingly, my guest today, Amy James, has been fighting against Planned Parenthood and abortion for years, but I stuck to my guns in supporting a woman's right to choose and never really looked at the information she gathered in public, wish now that I hadn't ignored it. So I'd like to bring Amy on and we can start the discussion. Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can.
All right.
So I wanted to talk to you. I guess I want to start out. You have been against Planned Parenthood and abortions for quite some time, right?
As long as I can remember in my entire life, I've never supported abortion. And I found out about this baby body parts scandal probably about the time I became a mother, which was 11 years ago. There was actually an investigation of Planned Parenthood, and it was like a federal congressional investigation that went south, and it just never came to anything, and it was probably in the late 90s. So I learned about that about 10 years ago, probably.
Okay.
And it was for this body part sale, but since there was like a whole investigation with 2020, and one of the witnesses had an issue, like a conflict of ethics on a totally unrelated issue, so the investigation just completely stopped.
Right, right. Yeah, when I was looking around today at videos, you know, because I've gathered all of those from this latest investigation, those reporters that went and taped, you know, the different Planned Parenthood taped their recordings and things, And I noticed that, yes, that they were some of those people that that made videos and telling about what went on at Planned Parenthood have been talking about this. I think I seen one back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the mainstream media just hushes this all up. You know, like you said, they have a one item or one show or something, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, but this is so out of whack. I mean, they are focusing on getting whole babies out. You know, and these businesses that buy the parts and stuff, they come right. I mean, and these are in the videos. They come right out and say they want specific body parts. Like for instance, one company said they'd like about 50 livers.
I didn't realize until you put up the one with that lady, Holly, the one that worked at STEM Express, I believe, that they were using fetuses from the first trimester even. They'll even use like a 10 to 12-week baby for their spinal tissue, their brain tissue, anything that they can get. And
it's really
gross. If you get online and watch these videos Evelyn posted, they are very graphic, and there's no like
horrifying
possible way that anyone could say these are fake or edited videos. That's one thing that really bothers me. These people are saying they're edited, but they've never actually watched them if they're saying that.
Well, right.
There's so much stuff in there,
have.
Like the 20-minute long conversation from all these executive people at Planned Parenthood where they're talking about the prices they want for each piece of each baby they sell them, and someone wants to claim that this is all just edited. And I would like to know what they think is made up or fake in these videos.
No, and they tried to say that because, you know, at first they just put out parts, you know, to make them brief. But they have posted now this Center for American, I won't remember the name, this
CMP, group
that
the Center for Medical Progress? Or
Progress,
what is
I think, yeah, right. They have put out the entire videos. There is no trying to say that. I mean, the media tried to use that, you know, in their talking points. And you have to remember that the media is all government-run, you know, and is all in, they're all members of the Illuminati. So they're going to try to hide this, you know, so thoroughly that they'll say things like this, you know, these videos aren't all there and stuff, and then I'll see arguments about that. Oh, yeah, why don't they put the whole videos out? They are out. I went and looked on their website, and they put the complete video for every agency they went to. You know, there's nothing sinister about what they did. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see the latest that they got arrested down in Texas, these reporters?
The grand jury in Houston indicted the CMP guy on charges because he had used a fake ID to go get the undercover footage.
Right.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is selling illegally body parts of tiny babies, and they don't get indicted.
Right, and whole babies. I mean, in videos they show that they really go all out to try to get these entire babies out. You know, and they go into these details about, well, yeah, we got to get the baby out, but it's got to still be touching the mother, otherwise, you know, it'll be called an illegal abortion and things like this. But they go through all these shenanigans to get around the law, you know, and drug the mother so she don't even know what's going on, and keep the baby with a hand on the mother or something like this, so they can still do it, but they haggle over the prices. I mean, and the whole babies, they were really haggling over the prices. And again, all these videos are on my Facebook page, and they're public. Anybody can view them, so anybody that wants to do this can just go there and look at any of them.
Yeah, and it's illegal. What they're doing is illegal. There's no way they can say that it's not. I mean, it says in the CMP video on one of the main ones they post that shows the statute that it came from. It's a federal statute, and it says it's illegal to transfer human tissue for any type of consideration whatsoever, which means any type of monetary exchange or any type of benefit to the other person. And that's what they're doing.
Right. And Planned Parenthood has always been about eugenics. I mean, if you go back, I didn't know this until I started researching this, that the Bush clan was behind them. Bill Gates Senior was on the board of Planned Parenthood. The people on the board that started Planned Parenthood way back in the 40s or 50s, you know, have all the CEOs of corporations, have the bankers like the Rothschilds, and things are all on the board to start Planned Parenthood. And then the woman that started it, and that's on my Facebook page too, I'll forget her name right now, but she was totally racist. I mean, I posted an interview
Margaret Sanger?
Yeah. And
Margaret
with
Singer
Mike Wallace,
was a
fever.
Yeah, they started out with trying to get birth control like legalized because they wanted the mentally unfit and black people to have birth control so they wouldn't have so many babies.
Right.
Their goal is the same as Hitler's goal. They wanted to purify the race.
Well, absolutely. And then we see, you know, where Bill Gates, he just carries on with this stuff too. You know, where over in Africa, he just got busted. His vaccines were that had that were supposed to be, I forget what kind of vaccine it was, given to all the people, but they had sterilizing agents in them. This Bishop's group brought this up. Yeah. So they're just going full-fledged, you know, together. And all these members of on these boards and stuff that funded Planned Parenthood are all Illuminati members, too. And so,
yeah,
I didn't know that
about Bush, but that makes sense because his family goes way back into the whole Illuminati stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And they were, he was at the front of this, starting this. You know, and people probably don't understand about the Illuminati, and I say, I didn't know anything about this. You know, I never looked into it because any time that would come up or something, I'd look, and it would always have religion brought out at the start. And I didn't I didn't believe that. You know, I thought it was religious arguments and stuff, so I'd back out of it. And I never, ever looked into the occult and Satanist rituals and things like this. You know, I didn't believe in that either. So it's just in the last 6 months that I've learned about all this. And it is horrifying. I mean, what they do with those babies, I mean, they kill them. And then they drink the blood, and they chop the babies up and spread them around and eat them, these members.
Oh, my God.
They think by doing this that that will make them young. That's their goal behind doing this, that eating these babies and drinking their blood will keep them young. This is how insane it is. And so
that
they
reminds
start
me of
this
the stem cell transplants, kind of like that in a way. There's stem cell transplant research that where they'll use some of the baby's tissues to do therapies on people, and that's what they claim they're using these body parts for. But that's not all they're using it for. I've seen other things like face cream that has baby skin in it, and foreskin or baby skin like from fetuses.
Mm-hmm.
People put it on their face every single night. And actually one time someone then put it on my face, and I didn't know that she was doing that until afterwards I asked what was in it, and she told me it's processed fetus skin. And I was like, well, I would have appreciated knowing this in advance before you put that on my face. And I went and washed it off, and I was crying, and I almost threw up. It was so disgusting.
Well, I bet. And, you know, like with these forced vaccinations, you know, when they had their hearing out in California, on, you know, mandating that all children have to have these vaccinations, all of them. The doctor let out that there's fetal tissue in the vaccinations. Now, how many people, you know, would like to know that? That there's actual fetal tissue from abortions in those vaccines.
Yeah, people don't believe that one sometimes, but it's true. It's right on the label. You can look it up on the CDC website. You can look it up on the COG for Life website. It's all online. You can just look up any drug label or vaccine label, and you can see the ingredients, and it'll say, like, cell line blah, 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 107 or something, which means that's the 107th baby that they aborted trying to find their liver tissue. It'll say, like, the number 38 of something, and that's, like, the 38th aborted baby that they used to try to find good liver tissue to grow their vaccines on.
Okay.
But there have been hundreds and hundreds of these late-term babies aborted in order to have their livers harvested, and there's even reports online of babies being dissected while they're still alive because they need the tissue to be fresh.
Right. And so that's what they're using that for. See, I seen that one article where, or that one video where they said, you know, the one company was saying they wanted 50 livers, but I didn't know that they were using it for a specific thing like this.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they do with all of it, but I know that it goes into vaccines, it goes into makeup, it goes into experimental research probably at schools, and then like you're saying, there's reports of it being just sold for whatever, and you can actually order these parts on the internet.
Really?
On some of these websites. Yeah, there's one of those videos that shows the website, you can go place an order, and I'm not sure what their protocol is for who they'll ship to.
Well, you know, and the government is so into this. Like I posted today, where tax dollars are going to fund, you know, Planned Parenthood all the time, and then they turn around and make all these contributions to the politicians. I mean,
yeah.
So here again, our money, our tax dollars that's going in grants to Planned Parenthood, they turn around and give, I think in the last election, Obama got like $6 million from Planned Parenthood and its affiliates.
Oh, that's disgusting. Well, Obama, he's like the most radical abortion president that I think we've had. And when he was in the Senate in Ohio, he was the only person that didn't support the Born Alive Infant Protection Act that they had a version like that in Ohio. And then there was another version in Congress, and he was the only person that didn't support it in Congress. Even Hillary Clinton voted for that act in Congress when
really?
They had it. Mm-hmm. And that was uh-huh. to protect babies born alive from abortion. Like you're saying that there's the law that once they're out intact, they have to be protected or they have to make
right.
life-saving measures if the baby is at a viable age. But he was the person that voted against that. He was, like, the only one that voted against that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, you know, when I say this about the Illuminati, in the, you know, like I posted videos where this one former Satanist said that, let me see here, I got it up here. Performed Satanist Zachary King says there are Satanist rituals, the eating of babies, satanic dedications of aborted babies on a regular basis. He says doctors and nurses in abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood are usually Satanists. So this is what's happening, you know, that, and if you look at some of them videos, I didn't see this until a couple days ago, some of them people that are in videos from Planned Parenthood, man, they look like Satanists. They really
yeah.
do.
Yeah, well, people see that and they think, oh, that's, like, so ridiculous it can't be true, but when I was in law school, I don't know why people think that it couldn't be true, because the Satanic Church is a tax-exempt religious organization, and when I was in law school, we actually studied a case about the Satanic Church, and it was right in my law school book right next to the cases about the Church of Scientology, and we were studying whether or not it should get nonprofit status. And they do. They get nonprofit status because they are like a registered religion. There are people that are members of it, and I mean, everyone's, like, scared at Halloween that there's going to be some Satanist putting, like, a razor in their kid's apple, but people, when they see someone whose business is killing children, they think, oh, well, it's totally implausible that they might be part of the Satanic Church, but their business is killing babies. That's what they make money on every day.
Right.
And I think there's, like, almost 60 million now. It's, like, over 50 million babies who have been aborted since Roe versus Wade.
Right, right, right. Well, when I was talking about, I've got that up here, too, about the contributions to Planned Parenthood. Obama in 2012 was a top recipient of Planned Parenthood, $6.5 million. And then these contributions have made and kept Planned Parenthood friends in a seat at the table. Planned Parenthood officials have visited the White House 151 times in the last 6 years.
Oh,
over the last
gosh.
10 years, through 2014, Planned Parent affiliates received over $4.26 billion in taxpayer dollars. And so when it comes to financial waste and abuse, corporate funding, failure to report child rape, or illegally selling, disposing of body parts to babies that abort, they get away with it.
Wow. Can you imagine what we would do with that $4 billion if we just gave it to all these pregnant women instead that needed help and that can't pay for their babies? I mean, who save their lives and help these women instead of giving money
yeah.
to the Planned Parenthood agency.
Well, that's not, well, this is so terrible because it's like they're taking our tax dollars and feeding it to Planned Parenthood, and they turn around and give it to the politicians that support them in contributions. So it's right out of our wallet, from right into
yeah.
the politicians, you know, and then, right, they get off free for everything. They get away with all this, and they're going to keep getting away with this, I think, but I'm not letting up on this. I'm not letting up on this. I'm not letting up on the pedophiles running our government. And I'm staying on it because what happens is this stuff comes out and then there's a little bit of news, not in the mainstream media, a little bit of news about it, then it quiets down. And this stuff
I
is
sent
so
you a link, Evelyn,
to even talk about.
If you could put this on your page for people to read, I sent you a link a few minutes ago. It's an article called The Ethics of Fetal Tissue Transplantation, and it's by Scott Ray. It's an article written by a Christian, and I don't want to, like, sit here and talk about Christianity and endorsing Christianity, but if people read this, it has a description of the federal laws that allow fetal tissue donation. And according to this article, there's a debate about whether or not this is actually even legal, because the person that gives consent for fetal tissue donation is the mother, and in the case of an elective abortion, she's also the person terminating her pregnancy. So according to this article, it's only meant to be used for involuntary abortions, like non-elective abortions or a natural spontaneous abortion, not for someone doing an elective abortion. So I think people should take a look at this article.
Yeah, I just saw my timeline. I seen you sent it. Yeah. This is all so crazy. Well, you know, this is another reason, too, why I wasn't aware of all this, because I would stay away from anything to do with religion. I'd always say, you know, that my own religious beliefs, I wasn't a fan of any organized religion, but my own religious beliefs were my own, but I thought everybody had the right to their own religion, and I didn't push my beliefs on anybody, and I didn't want them doing that on me. So anyhow, I see you sent me a note. You need to get the baby?
Yeah, it'll just take me a second.
That's okay. Go ahead and do that. I told Amy ahead of time. She said, well, I don't know if the baby will be all right. And I told her, well, you just say you need to get the baby. That's just fine. But anyways, yeah, so that's another reason I haven't tuned into all this, because usually all of them would start out with, you know, they're doing things against the Lord and things like this. And I think, oh, this is another religious argument. You know, I don't even look into this. Well, I'm sorry that I have felt that way, because this, I didn't believe in the occult and Satanism and all this stuff. Well, it is real. It is real, and it is scary what they have been doing to all of us. And I'm not going to stop reporting on this stuff. Somebody said on my Facebook today, this is dangerous. And I said, I don't care, that this stuff has got to be done away with. This is terrible. And when we talk about these Illuminatis, you know, they have this place called Bohemian Grove, and that's where they go in for 2.5 weeks every summer. All the government officials and CEOs and bankers and all this stuff go there. And that's where they do away with killing these babies and eating their body parts and pedophilia by bringing young boys and bringing them there and doing all these bizarre things. It is just so out of whack. And you want to know the people that belong there? Well, I put that on my Facebook page today. About every government official in this country belongs to that. And it's an all-male Bohemian Club gang, and like I said, they go there for 2.5 weeks a year, and they go there and they basically just get drunk and party and act insane and do all these Satanistic rituals and kill babies and kill kids and make kids do most bizarre things to other kids there, and this has been going on for a couple centuries, I think.
I mean, I saw something on that like a month ago about Bohemian Grove, and it was I believe it's Nicole Kidman's sister or something like that in Australia had made the allegation of her dad taking her to these satanic rituals as a child. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, and yes, her father was a horrible pedophile, and he involved her. And then you see her grow up and make all these bizarre movies about, you know, when these people are like this, their kids are, they're pedophiles to their kids too. You know, and I have it up here on Bohemian Grove, and I said, where they sacrifice babies, that here's a guy that names Reagan, George Bush, Bush Jr., Clinton, Hillary, Obama, all of them are members of this. I mean, all of the people in Congress, like, well, any of them you want to name. I bet you there's probably only 10% that are not Illuminati and belong to this club of filth.
Yeah, what was that quote you just put up on your Facebook about Nixon saying he wouldn't shake hands with anybody after they go there?
Yeah, he got a tape out from his White House. Yeah, and he said, let's see what he said up here. Something about the gayest place he's ever been to, and he wouldn't shake hands with anybody in San Francisco. And this was when he was in the office, you know, and it was on the tapes. I forget who he was talking to, but yeah, that's what he said. And it's the truth. I mean, and there's pictures in some of these videos and stuff where it shows all of these guys, all these politicians sitting there. I think one of them had Reagan, Carter, Nixon, and one other. But this goes back as far as J. Edgar Hoover, and all of them remember this.
I think the way they get away with this is because it sounds too ridiculous to be true, so most people won't even give it a second thought, you know?
Exactly. And it's an all-male. You can't go, like it said, this one that got out of that talked about who he saw there when he saw Clinton and Obama and all that, he said Hillary came out there, but they kicked her out. It's all-male only.
Oh.
And they engage in homosexual acts. Almost all of them, and that's what they do. That's what they do for 2 weeks, and then they plan out what they're going to do to the rest of the world in this new world order. Now, I had this that Margaret Sanger, remember I said she was such a racist? Well, I brought up this interview that she did with Mike Wallace, of all people. And on the interview, you see Mike Wallace pushing cigarettes on the interview it starts out with. But let me read what she said here. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I saw through the door dim figures parading with banners and illuminated crosses. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered. So totally against the blacks. They're inferior in their minds, and they don't think that they deserve to be born. You know, these aren't the kind of people they want. So, and you know, the Facebook and Twitter and all the owners of that are all members of this too. And I have such a hard time on Facebook posting videos. They'll try to stop me from posting different videos all the time. You know, and they'll try to make it so that it won't post the picture of the video. So I have to go through all different ways to do this. Like I'll post what I say at the top, and then I'll take the link instead of trying to post the whole video. And then usually I can get them to come up. You know that. But now I posted one too today. Back in August, they had a Satanic Temple of Detroit interrupted the pro-life National Day of protest against Planned Parenthood, and they did radical political theater to illustrate the theocratic agenda imposed upon female bodies. This was just terrible. I mean, the police came, they did all these bizarre things, and what I find so disturbing is that now all this is right out in the open. They just push it in our faces everywhere and expect us to go along and you know, like this, you know, accept it. Take, for instance, the music industry and the movie industry. They're all like that. And most of these stars and things have been mind-controlled, you know, like, say, Miley Cyrus and some of these other ones that used to be Mouseketeers. They're mind-controlled, and their parents allow this. And so they come out, and with all these Illuminati symbols and stuff and brainwashing people through the TV and through movies and stuff, and yesterday I was looking at all the Super Bowl halftime shows. Now, they're just filled with Illuminati in the most blatant examples of them promoting this to the public, okay? And what other show on TV in the U.S. gets more viewers than that? And this goes on, and they just do it. And I heard the Olympics does that too. All these sports, they are all in on this, mind-controlling the population. You know, and it kills me the way people are so addicted to these sports, because every single game is fixed. There's not a one that isn't, and the players know it, and they allow it, and people, you know, are glued to these mind-controlled sports games. You know, you can't get them away from it. And in the meantime, what that does is distract them from everything they should be paying attention to, you know. And so as long as they can do that, you know, it's just one of many ways, that then people don't think about what's really going on in life. And, of course, here in the mainstream media, they don't tell the truth about anything. You can't believe a word that comes out of their mouth. They're all government and corporate-owned, and they're fed talking points, and they just say whatever the government tells them to say, reading right off it, you know. And you can tell that by those videos out that show you where the same talking points are given to every news channel. And they'll go around, and there's this one video that put probably 15 news channels with every speaker, reporter, saying the exact same words, goofy words, you know, that distract. And, I mean, it is just so bad. And if people don't go on the Internet, and that's all they listen to is that, that they're totally mind controlled. I mean, the TV was put out there by the government to mind control us, and it has done it. I mean, every show from day one has put out there to mind control. And behind it is all the pedophiles. Like every show that we grew up with, and Walt Disney shows, with all the filthy mind control things in his shows, his cartoons, everything, was right there out there for like me in the 50s watching this, and I never even seen it. But it's only now since the Internet came out that experts have broken them down and can slow them down and show you all this stuff in the Disney cartoons and Disney movies. And all this, it's just unbelievable that they have gotten away with it for all this time. And this is why I'm saying I'm not letting up. I am not. You know, this pedophilia has got to stop. This TV mind control has got to stop. And it is so, it is so prominent that now they're putting out those same shows like Leave It to Beaver and all the Little House on the Prairie, all of them, and in every one of those shows, those children on there were subjected to sexual abuse by those pedophiles. All these homie shows that we thought were so nice. And now what they're doing, I went and looked up Leave It to Beaver and a few others not long ago. They put them out in a different format. They put them in these frames, like on the Internet, that you can listen to them, but they somehow speeded up the voice. So it's almost like you're listening to them talking fast speed. I mean, their voices sound really funny, like June Cleaver and Ward and stuff. It's really bizarre, so I don't know what they're doing with that. I suspect that they would put these subliminal messages in all these shows, and I think now they probably put more into them, that they're running them nonstop again. And so people watching them will get even more mind-controlled because they won't notice these subliminal messages, and they'll just absorb them in their mind. And this is so scary to me because these people are so mind-controlled that they don't even know what is going on in the world. And then the geoengineering comes in, and all the drugging with the toxic chemicals in metals like aluminum and stuff is affecting their mind so much. I mean, I can tell you it did mine. I didn't know about geoengineering. I can tell you that my mind was going to the point that I couldn't even spell. It got in. I'm a writer. I couldn't even spell pharmaceutical one day, you know? And this is when I first learned about it. And then, of course, we go into that they're poisoning us with all the food, you know? And that, too, through mind control, they push it on TV till you want to eat, and get addicted to the sugar and all the chemicals and stuff in there. That's another way of this genocide they're doing on us. And then the drugs, you know about that, these mind-altering drugs that they're giving us that do not help the disease, that hurt you. Through that, making people crazy with the psych drug, you know, and then the vaccine. And so they're killing us in all these different ways, selling us drugs today that do not help the disease, that make it worse, you know. And this is funny because today I got a call from a doctor I was going to like 6 months ago, and he gave me blood pressure pills. She called and said they were wondering if I was going to come in because I would be due for an appointment in March or something. And I just yelled at her. I said, no, I'm not coming in. All you're doing is killing us with them drugs. They don't help us. I slammed the phone in her ear. I'm so mad about this. They've been doing this to us with the drugs, the vaccines, the food, everything. And at the center of this is the Illuminati running it all. I mean, look at Bill Gates behind the vaccines, pushing. And then our Illuminati government, you know, in these states, passing laws that you have to have these vaccines. And look at what they're causing, all this Alzheimer's and dementia in people. I think it's like 1 out of 3 elderly people now will end up with Alzheimer's. This is bizarre. I didn't know anybody when I was growing up.
The first time I heard about vaccines was about 10 years ago also, and I had no idea that there was anything wrong with them, so I immediately started investigating, but if it hadn't been for what I went through before that, I think I would have just ignored everything I heard, and a lot of people do that. They'll hear bad news about something in the media, and they'll just dismiss it immediately. It's like they're really, really mind-controlled to the point that...
Right.
You see this in debates online a lot, where people will take some fact you give them, and then they'll repeat back to you something that they think is a good argument against what you're saying, but... I've never seen anybody repeat back an argument to me that is not something you could find online, like almost word for word. Like everyone
right.
says the same words. It's like they're repeating almost robotically the words they're told to repeat.
Yeah, these talking points are given out, and that's what they use. Well, yeah, let me go into that. Do you want to share with people what happened to you when they put you on psych drugs?
Yeah, well, it was my first child. I was placed on Zoloft, and it was after his birth. And the reason why I was put on Zoloft was to prevent postpartum depression and anxiety, because I was already having, like, a lot of anxiety. And my doctor and this nurse who came out to my house, they just both, like, said, it's fine, it'll help you, and you won't have to be so worried all the time. And my son had almost died from a choking episode when he was 3 days old, so I was freaking out.
Right.
I was having a panic attack, like, every day. I went on Zoloft, and it made me psychotic. It made me hallucinate. It made me have thoughts of suicide and homicide. I was thinking of killing my baby all the time, and it was like intrusive thoughts of do this to your baby. It wasn't like I wanted to kill my baby. It was just like intrusive thoughts. And this went on for 4 months.
Thoughts of killing other people too?
Yeah, I had thoughts of killing my baby at first, and then they would increase the dose, and then... so I went from like 50 milligrams to 100, then I went from 100 to 150. And every time they would increase the dose, everything would get a little bit worse. And my mom
mm-hmm.
had moved in with me to watch me, and she kept telling me, this isn't you, this isn't normal, this has never happened to you before. And I was almost brainwashed to the point where I was like, I don't care, I'm going to listen to the doctor. The doctor knows best, and you're not an expert, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. When I went up to the last dose I was on, which was 150, that's when I started having thoughts of killing my mom and my husband at the time, and my cats and my neighbors, and I was thinking of, like, jumping in front of a moving truck and things like that. Like,
oh,
I was just
and then it got worse,
having all sorts
did,
of intrusive thoughts of, like, murder, suicides. And
right.
it was like almost like a demon talking to me. That's what I
mm-hmm.
equated it to. Because I knew this wasn't from me, so I got off of Zoloft, and I was fine after I got off of Zoloft. And that is what got me into becoming an activist, because I started doing my research after that, and I realized what was going on, and I realized I wasn't alone, and it made me extremely angry.
Right,
and I didn't
did
think
they
that,
put you into a mental institution and try drugging you more?
I was in a hospital, and I checked myself into the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
I went voluntarily into the emergency room, and then they talked me into going into the psych ward of that hospital. And I checked
right.
myself in voluntarily there, and as soon as I got in there, I didn't want to stay because I realized, like, they had no plans of giving me any therapy or anything. They just wanted me in there, locked up, away from my baby, and they were trying to put me on a bunch of other drugs. So that was a horrible, horrible experience, and I was actually involuntary after that because I tried to check myself out, and they said no, and they put a hold on me for a couple of days, but I got out eventually. And the guy told me I was just like Andrea Yates.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they drugged her to the max and drove her crazy. Yeah, And then anybody would know, well, you know, I'm a past therapist. I was an AODA counselor for 13 years. And anybody would know, any decent person, that after you lived through your first baby, your baby almost choking to death and things, that you would be in a state like that. It wouldn't be postpartum anything. It would be a shock and panic over what happened to your baby that almost happened.
Yeah,
woman
well, he choked
like
on
that. I mean,
formula.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, he choked on formula that I never even wanted to give him in the first place. So if I had just had, like, a normal birth and breastfeeding, everything normal, then that never would have happened. And he did almost die because we were at home, and there was something wrong with him, and I didn't know what, and I had called 911. And if I hadn't done that, and I had just listened to my husband at the time, I would have stayed home. He didn't want me to call 911. He didn't want me to go to the hospital. But I knew that something was wrong with my baby. He was, like, appearing to be blue in the face, and he was appearing to be, like, too cold, and I couldn't wake him up. And it was just really a coincidence, because that wasn't even what was wrong with him. But as soon as we got him to the hospital, we got to Children's, and it was like a half-hour drive. We walked into the emergency room. I handed him my baby. We went in there. They started to look at him. The doctors walked out of the room for a minute, and as soon as they walked out of the room, he started to try to throw up, and that's when he choked. And if we hadn't gotten to the hospital, or if we had been at home or something like that, like, and he was asleep at the time, he would have choked in his sleep and he would have died.
Right.
But they had to save his life. They had to take, like, life-saving measures to get the choking episode over with. And I didn't know what to do. Everyone was freaking out. My husband was standing there holding the baby, panicking, freaking out, freezing up. And I was, like, running into the hallway screaming, come save my baby. I didn't know what to do. So they turned him upside down. They did back blows. They stuck tubes down his throat and down his nose. And then he was, like, already purple by the time they saved him.
Oh,
he was turning blue. He was about to turn blue.
Right. And you and I have worked together as advocates, and we worked together so hard on and getting away from all the doctors drugging children, you know, and drugging pregnant women. And the government behind this, too. Remember how hard we fought against the Mother's Act, wanted to screen every woman when she had a child for postpartum depression, but then we found out, oh, they wanted to really screen them when they were pregnant, too, so they put them on, you know, these invented disorders that they make up, the psychiatrists, you know. And all the families that we see and the children that die from these side effects, driving them crazy, making them kill themselves or kill other people, or the mothers that have lost their babies or been born with birth defects and everything. And it's like we can't stop them.
It's these still happening all the time.
I know
it's so sad. Like, there's not enough what anyone can do except for to save themselves. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Yes. Well, it's a whole generation of children that have been destroyed. It really has, between the psych drugs and the vaccines and things. I mean, what has autism went up to? Like, from 1 in 5,000 in, like, the 70s or something to 1 in 38 boys now? I mean, this
is a catastrophe. Yeah, it's the slow killing of the population.
Yeah, yeah.
It's through cancer, through autism, through psychiatry, through vaccines. There's babies dying from SIDS. There's babies dying from, like, all the vaccine SIDS. When I think of SIDS, I think of vaccines. I don't think of anything else anymore.
When people think about SIDS, if they stop and think about when it started, yes, when they started giving them all these vaccines. And then giving the first one on the first day of life for a lousy thing, like hepatitis C that you catch from having anal sex or sharing needles with someone. Giving that to every mother's baby on the first day of birth. This is insane.
I don't know if you saw it, but there was an article I read recently, and it was about the holistic doctors that are being that are disappearing and showing up dead randomly.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you see the article that explains what they were working on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know they were curing autism and they were curing cancer, but there was something else, I think, too, wasn't there?
There was a guy working on a discovery, and there's an ingredient in vaccines, and I can't remember the name of it. It's a protein, and the article is online, and I can put it on your page after the show, but there's some sort of protein that they've put in vaccines, or it's a chemical that does something where it prevents the body from producing vitamin D. Vitamin D fights off the effects of vaccines, and so vitamin D can help you, like, help your brain when your vaccine is given and you're having encephalopathy. It'll help fight that. But this chemical they're putting in the vaccines is causing cancer, and it's causing vitamin D to not be produced. And vitamin D is also one of the main things that people think will prevent cancer.
Right, right.
So this is, like, destroying your body's natural ability to fight off the vaccine itself, and that's why people are dying and getting cancer.
Well, yeah, to support the $200 billion radiation and chemotherapy profit they get every year. You know, they want to keep people, they don't want people curing cancer or autism or anything. But, you know, when you think about it, our government, how horrible. I mean, what other disease such as autism has spread like this, and they haven't went all out to find out what is causing this, to stop it? You know, they claimed that the vaccines to cure stuff. Polio.
That Zika virus that everyone's freaking out about now?
That's a hoax, too.
Yeah, I saw that the WHO is saying it's an international state of emergency.
Yeah, right. Right, like a few years ago with the swine flu vaccine that I wrote the four-page article on. Yeah, Ebola, they tried to make that, too. And then they come up with these phony vaccines and say that they'll cure them and force everybody to take them if they make it into a pandemic. Well, everybody's got to get them, you know. Did you see that? Did you see that post I posted yesterday about they were going door to door to vaccinate kids? And they went to
the one woman's door.
Yeah. And they said, well, we're going door to door to check if people have been vaccinated. Now, has your son had this vaccination? She said, no. And he said, well, we're here to vaccinate him today. She told him to get the fuck out of here. Slammed the door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, door to door they're going now to inject these vaccines in people. Now, this is going to cause an all out war in this country. Because I can tell you there have been enough children injured by these vaccines that they are not going to allow these to be injected into their kids. And I've said this many times, my grandson has not been vaccinated at all. And to date, in 10 years, he has only been sick in bed one day in his life. There is nothing wrong with him. And I will fight to the max before I'll ever let them come and force him to be vaccinated. Because the government says
that's amazing. My kids get sick more than that, but they don't get, like, I mean, they don't die or anything. But
are
all vaccine-free for the most part.
Diabetes, they're getting obese, they're getting so sick, ear infections, just constant things from these vaccines. You know, autism is talked about a lot, so that kind of takes away from all the other things that they're causing. But they're causing all these other illnesses in kids, too, illnesses that we never heard of when we were kids, you know. And that's what convinced me to investigate the vaccines way back in 2003 because, you know, I didn't know they got all these vaccines now. I thought they just got vaccines like with my kids. And at first it was like, well, come on, they got vaccines. I got vaccines. We never got autism. Well, then when I investigated and seen what they were doing to kids, pouring these vaccines in from the day of birth, that it was true all across the country. The epidemic was going, you know. And then the CDC on its website, when I go there to check it out, this is what convinced me they were lying. When they said, oh, this isn't an epidemic. This has always been around. People just didn't diagnose it. And by then I had seen pictures and videos of kids with autism, and I thought, could there have been any in my school? I mean, it was a school from kindergarten to 12th grade. We had an ungraded room for kids like with Down syndrome or things like that, and I thought, were there any autistic kids we could have missed? I mean, these kids, most of them don't even get trained. They go to school that we would have heard about this, and there should have been 7 in the town I grew up in, I figured out. There wasn't a one. So then I knew they were
lying. Well, I grew up in the 80s. And we didn't have any in my class. And my elementary school had one special ed teacher, and there were 5 people in that class the entire 7 years I went to that school.
Right.
Out of everybody. And now I was actually a teacher for a while. I was a teacher for about 4 years, and special ed is, like, pretty big now.
Right.
And my kids are from 11 to 0, and special ed is, like, a big deal now.
Well, sure it is now, you know. But that's the thing, too. People don't realize that these kids with autism, the severe ones, they don't go to school. They can't go anywhere. I mean, these families for life are buried with this. These kids, you can't take them anywhere. You can't get babysitters, anything. They're so uncontrollable and everything that some of them don't ever even know their own name. You'd be taking the kid outside, and he goes running in the road, and you try to yell, Tommy, stop, get out. He don't even answer to his own name. You know, that most people have never seen severely autistic kids. And for the government to allow this to go on, but now to know that they're behind it, that they're doing this. You know, and all these diseases, you got to remember, that they're doing with these vaccines and these psych drugs, the medical industry cashes in on all of it, you know, with all the treatment, all of it. That's why they want
to
cause
cancer.
Well,
getting back to the vaccine abortion link, I've seen people lately who are pro-choice who find out about the harvesting of babies and the fact that these babies are being dissected while they're still alive and that they're late term and all these things. And these babies are often dissected while they're still alive, while their hearts are beating or while they're crying or whatever, struggling for breath. And I've seen pro-choice people start to change their minds based on that. And I think that's why these videos are so threatening to Planned Parenthood, because it's probably the first time they've actually been caught on video.
Yeah, well, it is. You can tell. And when you watch them haggling over prices and the importance of whole babies and getting certain body parts, and I see one, like you're saying, where they're digging around in these pieces of baby, they're picking out, is this the eye? Is this the heart? You know, right, just, and it's so casual. They don't care at all.
Well, and they don't even call it a baby. They'll call it a fetus. People don't realize fetus means offspring in Latin. It doesn't mean, like, blob of cells in Latin or anything. But, like, I mean, these pro-choice people are disgusted by the torturing of these babies also.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why it's so crucial for Planned Parenthood to try to find any way to discount it or get away with it. But they really did break, like, every law there is on tissue donation.
Oh, right. See, that's what I always thought. See, when I was for Planned Parenthood, I didn't know they were doing all this. I thought it was religious fanatics making this up, that they're doing late term and all the time and stuff. I always argued, no, it isn't. It's just that, you know, if the mother or baby are going to die or something like this, they have to do it. I had no idea they were doing this at all. I thought they were just getting tissue from abortions, you know, and using it at universities for research, like for Parkinson's and things like this, you know. That's under the belief, listen to mainstream media, that I had about this. If it wasn't for the Internet, none of us would know any of these things. We still wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
And the Internet has waken up so many people. And that's why I keep telling people, everything we're talking about today, go on my Facebook page. It's all there. You know, this is nothing made up. And to hear these women out from Planned Parenthood, they take them out to lunch, and they're sitting there drinking away in the middle of the day, you know, talking. And I swear they look like Satanists. They're evil looking. But like I said, that one Satanist said, if you want a lot of babies, well then, you know, somebody works at Planned Parenthood or abortion clinics is the one to get as a Satanist. Well, they do.
Yeah.
You look at these.
Well, all you would have to do to verify these videos is get online, watch them, write down the names of people in the videos, and then go to the Planned Parenthood website and start Googling their names, and it'll say, like, director of such and such Federation of California or whatever. It's not, like, that hard to verify them. So if somebody thinks they're made up, they need to just, like, look into it a little bit.
Well, yeah, a lot. And, you know, like I said, they kept preaching, oh, they just put out clips, you know, those are altered videos and all this. No, that site now has put the full videos on their site. Anybody that wants to believe that argument from the mainstream media can just go look at the whole videos. They're just longer. You know, there's nothing made up about none of it. I mean, I never seen those reporters try to intimidate any of those workers into saying anything that they wouldn't otherwise say. You know, but it annoyed me to sit there watching them at lunches, drinking away in the middle of the day. When
yeah,
they're doing the time.
And that one lady joked that she wants a Lamborghini.
Oh, I didn't see that one. What'd she say?
Yeah, she said she wants a Lamborghini. They were debating on price of the baby parts, and they're like, well, what would make you happy? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I want a Lamborghini. Ha, ha, ha.
A Lamborghini? And, what do they cost?
Yeah. I mean, they were getting, like $100, I think. She was proposing $100 per part, so for every little piece of a baby that they could dissect and send off, they get $100.
Yeah.
So if they do, like, an early first trimester abortion, if they can find 7 usable things from that, then they would get $700. Or if it was like a full intact baby like you're talking about, they'd probably get a whole lot more than that.
Oh, you can bet on that.
I thought I read that a brain was $1,000 for a late-term abortion baby. And I'm not sure anymore.
Well, that one woman was talking about when she starts her day, she goes over the list of things, the parts and stuff they wanted, and then she'll schedule the abortions with the women, you know, trying to get the first one, the hopes of getting those parts out.
Yeah.
Starts your day with that, with the schedule, listing all the different parts and stuff they want, and then goes right after them. And they don't care about them women. They don't care a bit about them women. And to Planned Parenthood, you know, to it comes out of one, that every customer that comes in there is supposedly, in the end, is supposed to get an abortion. And so they give out contraceptives that don't work well and stuff on purpose. So they'll get that woman back for an abortion. This is how sinister.
Well, I called Planned Parenthood about 4 years ago because I needed to go in. I was pregnant, and I didn't want an abortion or anything. I just didn't have insurance, and I had heard, like, Planned Parenthood is great. and they're inexpensive and everything. But I was told, like, it's going to be $120 for your office visit, and no, we don't offer prenatal care, so you're going to have to go to a midwife. I'm going to put it on mute so you can talk for a minute because this baby is so loud.
Oh, that's okay. Well, you know, I saw that the one woman was saying, you know, we don't do any of that. We don't know any prenatal care or anything like that. I thought they did, too. See, this is one of the misbeliefs that's been fed to the mainstream media. They think they help all kinds of women, you know, that this ain't true. And now I know they want every woman to have an abortion. They don't want any babies born. So this is just, I mean, my whole world since I learned about the Illuminati and then the food and the drugs and everything, the doctors know that they're giving us these drugs that cause illnesses and things like this. And the foods are killing us, and the GMO products are killing us. And the government knows that all this, but the center hub of all this is the Illuminati that's controlling it all, that's having them do this. And I will never go. I will never go to another quack doctor in this country or medical care in a hospital here. I will only go to a holistic doctor. And I've turned my whole life around as far as completely changing the way I eat. I eat none of those poisonous foods feeding to everybody, and I, everything I do now is for health-wise, and I don't believe I'll get sick. If you eat right and you don't take those drugs, you don't take the vaccines, now we have the toxic water all over the country. You know, I filter all my water now, and I wash all my dishes with filtered water by hand and everything, and I don't think I'll get sick, but if I ever do, I will go to a holistic doctor. Yesterday, an insurance guy was here, and he was talking about Medicare, and I said, was saying this, and I said, I don't even know why I have to pay that. I said, because mm-hmm. I'm never going to them quacks, you know? And I said, do they cover holistic doctors? He says, no. I said, oh, really? Well, I'll pay for it out of my own pocket if I get sick, but I don't think I will.
Yeah.
I really don't. I feel better now than I've ever felt in my life.
Well, you know Anne Blake Tracy?
Yeah. Yeah.
She had cancer about 40 years ago or so, and she got better from going raw vegan.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the only meat I eat now is organic, and it's like organic chickens like the Amish grow or like turkey. You know, that's the only meat I eat, and that's rarely. You know, but otherwise it's all vegetables that I make these smoothies. Oh, it's time to go already. Amy, it's so good to have you on, and I got to have you back. You are so knowledgeable about everything. So, good night, everybody, or good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in this week. Because I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. I can't stop the walk, shelter, homeless, feed the poor.
Is tried and true in tribulation. Love is lost and lonely. Check the news. And with these open arms, I wait for you. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. Cause I can't stop the walk, shelter homeless.